Being polite and quiet while someone else is speaking is one thing, but it's quite different and much harder to silence your own mind. Let me explain. If, for example, you are just waiting for your chance to speak, perhaps you're nervous about what you're going to say next, or perhaps you're even nervous that you've not heard or completely understand what the other person is saying, your brain can start saying things like,
what will I say next? What if I get it wrong? What if I look stupid?
That's all you trying to control yourself, and it trips you up every time. Rather than actually acknowledging and understanding what the other person is saying, you are stuck in this moment of fear about your own performance. Here's two things that you can do to really focus yourself and be present with the other person. Number one, you're going to plant your feet. Whether you're standing or sitting, try to get your feet flat on the ground and have your toes in line with your knees, so if you were to bend your knees, they would go directly over your feet. Then lean over if you can, or put some weight into them, some pressure into them. This is going to instantly ground you. It's also a mechanism to misdirect your brain from the fear into a physical thing. Number two, once you've done that, you can start to inhale the other person's words. Now, what do I mean by that? That sounds absolutely bonkers, doesn't it? Well, it is a little. Physically, breathe in as the other person is speaking towards you. And if they're still talking by the time you've breathed in, you can breathe out again. Again, you're switching your focus, and the other part of your brain that's actually doing the listening can continue to listen. Breathing in is known as inspiration. And what you're going to do, if the person, it's your turn to speak in this conversation and you're only halfway through breathing out, finish the out breath, then breathe in again. This gives you time to connect your thoughts with that inspiration, with that inward breath, and you'll be ready to speak. And you know what? You might be surprised at some of the responses you give. If you're doing these two things, you're going to be much better off at listening in a conversation. Try this, tag me in the comments, and let me know how it went for you.